Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to this edition of Hope. This episode is called, I'm going to call it Love 3, because this subject of love, just, there's so much to it, and I'm going to veer away from the Psalms, because the scripture the Holy Spirit led me to was Ephesians 14 through 21. And the song that, again, the Holy Spirit popped into my mind was Marvelous by Walter Hawkins. Both these scriptures and the song, again, just glorifying how marvelous and wonderful God is, Jesus Christ is, the Holy Spirit is. And the Ephesians verse, the Holy Spirit led me to it because I actually needed some encouragement. So the Ephesians 3:20 is what came to mind. And that reads, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever." And again, that is just such a powerful couple of verses in and of itself. And because God loves us so much that he's able to do more than we ask or can even possibly imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. And it's the same power that Jesus Christ has that as believers and followers of Christ and those who've accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, it's that same power that Jesus had that God has given to us in Christ. And it's when you've read a verse or said a verse a gazillion times, and then you see it again or read it again, and it just like mind-boggling. It's like, how did I not understand or see this before? And then I just thought, let me read the part before this and see how that came about. And it's titled A Prayer for the Ephesians, is Ephesians 3:14, and it reads, "For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." And then it continues on 20, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. And literally, it was almost, the whole scripture was just like, how have I not seen this before or registered what it's actually saying before? And it's just again saying, verse 17, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Again, mind-blowing. Because, I mean, that is, what a great love. That is just, oh, so encouraging to know that someone loves you that much, that God loves you that much. It's beyond all knowledge. It surpasses our knowledge, because our vision of love is very limited to worldly love. It is, his love is agape love, just beyond comprehension. And it's just, I just pray that the Holy Spirit will fill us with that type of love, will imbue us. Is that the word? I'm not sure. With that overriding, empowering, devotional love for Christ, for ourselves, and for all that we come across, everyone we come across. And, you know, I was just thinking, as a kid, you just don't realize the quadrillion and one things your parents do for you every single day, every single moment. When you become a parent, you realize all the things that you are doing and that you're holding dear. And this child that has been placed in your care, and what you wouldn't do for that child. And I just, God's love for us is just beyond. And it's just a reminder just to thank him for who he is, for what he's done. And when we thank him and just tell him we love him, it's such a, I mean, when, if your kids, or if you just tell your parent thank you for something, or just I love you randomly, there's just in the heart, just a softening of the heart, softening of the spirit. And when anybody tells you they love you randomly, it's just, it's a lovely, it's almost like a warm hug. And I just, it's just a reminder that through everything we go through on a regular basis, just thank God, thank him, and tell the Lord you love him. Because again, he when he hears that, it puts joy in his heart, just as we get joy in our hearts when somebody tells you they love you or thank you for doing something kind or whatever. There's just a joy and love in your heart that want you to bless that person more, or love on that person more, or do wonderful things for that person. And I cannot imagine that it's not the same for our Lord God, that when we thank him, when we love him, I tell him we love him, he moves heaven and earth to bless us and take care of us and just enjoy communion and being with us. And again, the song Marvelous by Walter Hawkins, it's another amazing song about how much God loves us. It reads, basically, "I will sing your praise, for you've done such a marvelous thing. For someone so wretched, yet my soul you have redeemed. No one else could do it. No one could care half as much. Yet you thought my soul was worth it, so you gave your only son." Again, the love God must have for us, that he gave his son up to sacrifice himself for us, to redeem us. And the song continues, "You gave that I might live. You gave that I might be set free. Exchanged your life for mine. What a marvelous thing you've done." It continues, "Some folks see my faults. Lord, you see my accomplishments. Even the good work you have begun in me, you also see my finish. No, not half done. Every battle already won. I can't help but praise you, Lord, for the marvelous thing you've done." It's marvelous. That's the song. It's marvelous what God has done for us and how much he loves us. How much he loves us. I pray you know that and you take that to heart, whether you're having a good day or a bad day, going through a battle, going through a joyous time. Thank the Lord and just know that he loves you. He wants to do everything for you. He is with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He just wants to hug you and pour out his unfailing love onto you. And I just pray that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our lives empowers us and increases our devotion and love for Christ, for ourselves, and for our neighbor as ourselves. Because those are the first and second, the most important commandments. Yet again, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And the second is love your neighbor as yourself. So I pray that the love we have for the Lord, he shows us how to love him the way he loves us. And we can grow in that love through kindness, through saying wonderful things to whoever we come across, and mean what we say, not just spout off fake compliments or whatever, but something kind and good about that person. It will encourage that person, and it is showing a love for that person. So I pray that you are blessed, you are encouraged, you are loved, because he loved us first. God loved us first, and that is how we are able to love, because he loved us first. So we thank God that he loved us first, and we thank God that he blesses us, he's with us, he encourages us, he keeps us safe under his special cloak of protection. He is our good shepherd. There is nothing we lack that he has not provided and he does not want to give us. So may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet, sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Till next time, be blessed, be encouraged, please share, and spread the love of Christ to all you come in contact with this day. Till next time.